Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm grateful.
So this is going to allow us to multi log in to go live. Now you're going to go here, multi-cross page, go there, going back, property page, title was not share and
begin. Oh, cool. So, cool. Thank God.
Angel, prophet, angel.
That's cool. Thank you,
Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a favor. He showed him giving it to me.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to take it.
I want
to see your post on.
Amen. You got a bitch of stuff out there.
Kyrie and my baby boy. They ain't let me.
Kyrie know he can play his tail off.
S-H-A-L-U-N-D-R-A.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely be praying for you and the family. That's major.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to strings.
Click on it. Press
start one. Go down back to the program. Go live. Oh, wait. How do you know you go live? See it in the bottom?
Okay.
Go live. And then start. I can't go. We pop it up. So there it is.
Yes, and I'm gonna tell you anything else. Prophetic people, the enemy fight us. And the first area he to come out to is peace. Prophetic people have to have peace. And once we focus and begin to function in peace, when we flow in the prophetic is way easier. But then when we come and projection hit us, we lose peace. That's the first thing we lose. And then we can't flow.
It affects us bad.
Real bad. Mentally. Serenity.
Practice, you know how long you're going to
be? An hour, 30 minutes? About an hour. Okay.
Can we work on what
it meant?
It's going to be about an hour, though.
Okay.
We're dealing with the main topic today.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a little
neat.
But you talking about for the radio?
No, I don't worry about it. I'll tell which one we're running.
I forgot the other show. What time?
I can do that. That's what's the name? Mercer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it. My nephew Mercer?
Yeah.
I feel it, Mercer.
Your nephew.
Okay.
He's doing his reset? He doing his reset here?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so we're doing
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, can y'all hear me? Blessings, blessings. Are we on yet? We're on. Blessings, blessings. Welcome. This is Prophetess Shalondra Caldwell, and today we are in the Prophet's Cave with a very powerful subject and a very powerful teacher. This is my friend, amen, my girl, Prophetess. Introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. My name is Pastor Angel Thomas. And I hail from Beacon of Light and Empowerment Center, where my husband, Pastor Bobby Thomas, is the senior pastor, and I'm so glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. Amen. We're so glad to have you. And thank you, Pastor BJ, for allowing the woman of God to be here on today. We're expecting God to do something supernatural. Amen. She's looking as beautiful as ever. Amen. Always, always. We're going to be talking about a very deep subject, the spirit of rejection. How do we deal with the spirit of rejection? How to move forward once we have dealt spirit of rejection? So this is a very good topic, but it's also a very painful topic. So we're going to just come out the gate just giving you what God has given us. This is not a rehearsed strip. I just contacted the woman of God, gave her the topic. And so we're going to go forth today obeying what God is saying, and we want you to eat well, but we also want you to be healed and made whole on today. So, Pastor Angel, how long, let's just talk about that for a second, how long have you been pastoring Beacon of Light?
Our ministry is 10 years old, but my husband and I was pastoring 3 years prior with our pastor, Pastor Soretta Williams of Lion of the Tribe of Judah Ministries,
mm-hmm.
and my father was a pastor.
Okay.
And so when you are a PK kid, you kind of pass alongside him, like,
oh, yeah,
there dealing with things in ministry. So, yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. In ministry.
And yes. And I'm, you know, this is my 28th year in ministry, 32nd year. 32 years of preaching and 28 years pastoring.
Wow.
And it's been so many, oh my God, when I tell you we have the experience and the years to talk about how do we as leaders, let's talk about leaders first. When dealing with the spirit, I've seen a lot of leaders backslide. Some have even committed
suicide. Yeah.
Dealing with the spirit of rejection. So we're going to let Pastor, I call him my prophet. We're going to let Pastor Angel come to us and just speak with us about dealing with the spirit of rejection for as a leader first, and then we'll go further along.
One of the things that leaders need to understand is we do not need to lie about the feelings and the emotions that we are dealing with rejection.
Yes.
Leaders like to put on the face, you know, or act like Nothing is bothering us. Nobody hurt us. Nobody has walked away from the ministry. Nobody has lied. Nobody has stolen. Things have not happened to us. No, we need to recognize what has happened. We need to come clean with where we are, and we need to really face the fact that we are rejected.
Yeah.
We have felt this pain is going on with us, and we need to lay ourselves on the altar and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the steps that we need to personally take to be healed.
Yes.
Like, we like to put everybody on the carpet and help them walk them through and help labor them out of what they're going through. But as leaders, we don't like to allow the Holy Spirit and tell somebody, help me come out of my place of rejection.
Yes.
Help me come in my place of being told I don't need you no more. I'm done with you, Pastor. I need a better pastor. I need. I have people saying I need somebody that could take me to another dimension. And you felt rejected by that statement.
Yes.
But you say, well, no, you can't handle the anointing on my life. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie from the pit of hell. You felt rejected by that, and you just made up something to say to try to cope with the rejection you felt.
Correct.
Let's deal with it, leader.
Let's deal with it, leader. And to be honest with you, as a leader, even a leader that one time someone that had got a misconception, and they made a video. Let's talk about it. They made a video, and everybody was waiting for me to respond. But the Lord told me that I couldn't respond to the video. He just needed me to be in prayer. So I never responded to the video. When the Lord told me to be in prayer, I thought that he told me don't deal with the issue of it. Be in prayer. No, he was telling me I couldn't give the people a response, but he needed me to give him a response.
Right.
I need you to tell me you're hurting. I need you to tell me you're wounded. Mm-hmm. I need you to go and get some help, you know.
Right.
So I tried to reach out and go get a cycle of evaluation from the natural man and go see a psychiatrist, when really I should have been reaching out to fellow people that can hold me up yet cover me.
Right.
Fellow leaders, it's all right to reach out to fellow leaders that can hold you and that can cover you. The people at the place that I went to, they thought I was crazy because I'm talking spiritually and naturally at the same time to them. They wouldn't have that understanding. Find you a covenant partner.
Right.
Look into that camera, because that camera get them all. And say a covenant partner that you will be responsible for, that you will, it's all right to be wounded in front of.
Right.
That's the thing, is sometimes we don't know if it's okay to be wounded.
Let me say
in front
this. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
There are people that will love you, and you don't have to be afraid.
Yes, Lord.
But there's time that has to happen. There is face that has, there's some time, you know, that they have to be proven.
Yes,
you don't know if a person can cover you in 5 months.
Come on.
Sometimes it takes a couple of years for you to know if that person can handle you. I think they need to see you in all seasons.
Yes.
They need to see you when you broke. They need to see you when you sick. They need to see you when you have a lost loved one. And you need to see what is their response when you are broken.
Ooh, that's good.
Hallelujah. Thank
that's
you,
good.
Jesus. You need to see if they have the anointing to carry you. You need to see if they have the power of God to handle you where you are. If they don't have the anointing to handle you when your mother died, they can't handle you when you've been betrayed.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Come on. And when they're going through, do they drop you because they're going through?
Come on.
Let's talk about this.
Oh, that's real good.
If they can't balance their life, they can't balance you in their lives at the same time.
That's real good.
So sometimes we got to give people that litmus test to see if they can handle you when you're rejected and deal with their stuff too.
Yes. Yes, because we understand that we're not just dealing with one person, maybe two people, but sometimes it's 20 and 30 at a time.
And ourselves.
And ourselves. And our spouses.
And children.
When you're married and children, and you have to carry all of that, it becomes such a big responsibility and a great weight. And we know, don't get me wrong, that God, he gave it to us because he could trust us with it.
Right.
You know, and he made our shoulders broad for a reason.
Right.
But at the same time, in the natural, you know, when we get in that broken place, it is good, you know, to be able to deal with it. I want to say deal with it because God want to make us whole mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Well, let's deal with the emotion part of it.
Yes, I want to say this about emotional. Sometimes the body of Christ gives people a hard time when they are emotional in church.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the church should be a safe place for a person
to just air out how they are feeling.
Yes, Lord.
Because God can handle your emotions.
Yes, Lord.
People can't handle it sometimes, but God can.
Yes.
There's a scripture that comes to mind. It says, cast your cares upon me because I care for you.
Yes.
Now, casting is not just a light throw.
Come on.
It is a really heavy throw because you're trying to put some space between you and that thing.
Yes.
So when you are praying fervently, you're trying to get that thing away from you just as hard as you can. And sometimes you got to pray until that thing get a break. Sometimes
yes,
you
Lord.
Until there's a release. And sometimes you got to pray until you know that thing is out of your soul.
Yes.
That's how rejection works. It try to latch on to you till it's on you all day long.
Yes.
You can't eat. You can't sleep. You can't work. You can't worship. Come on, somebody. That's
yes.
why the enemy don't want us to deal with rejection, because rejection will consume you. Even as a prophet, you can't even prophesy correctly because all you're thinking about is what they're going to think.
Yes.
How they're going to feel.
Yes.
How they're going to
yes.
take it. No,
yes.
no. You can't prophesy out of rejection correctly because your emotions is in the
way. Is in the way. And Jonah, oh my God, Jonah was very angry. Jonah was like, God, now I'm very upset with you. You done told me to go to Nineveh and I rejected it. So you threw me in a fish. And then when I made up my mind to go so I could send warning, you changes your mind not to destroy them after you'd have me to go and prophesy that you was going to destroy them. So the fourth chapter of Jonah was ticked off. And God's response to Jonah was, well, if I've had mercy on you, can I not have mercy on them? But sometimes when you start dealing with that rejection, you know, and I tell a lot of prophets to be careful how you're prophesying when you are rejected, because their tongue becomes fierce. And we have to guard our tongue. Like, we have to guard our tongue because the things that we say, we can break them in the middle of trying to help them. You know, and so I've seen that, you know, people are putting slices in them while they're healing them. So I want you to go further with your notes and everything that God told you.
I just wanted to say this. As I was studying last night, the Lord wanted me to tell the people, just know that I allow you to be the one to be chosen to be rejected.
Yes, Lord.
I yes, chose Lord. You. You was the one that I chose that I knew that can
handle it. Yes, Lord.
You're not by yourself. A lot of the prophets that was rejected was the ones that was going to be brought before kings. You have to be able to be deal with rejection. You have to be able to deal with pain. You have to be able to deal with different processes, because when you get to these levels, you have to know how to handle yourself and be able to deliver God's people.
That's good, Prophet.
You have to be able to walk in certain anointings when you get to certain levels.
Yes.
You can't go into certain realms in God and you have not been able to walk yourself into different deliverances.
Yes, Lord.
Walk yourself out of different pains. Walk yourself out of different depressions. Walk yourself out of sometimes the prophets is ready to commit suicide.
Mm.
How many of you as prophets of God have been able to talk yourself and say, I will not kill myself. I shall live.
And
I shall speak. I
yes,
shall
God.
Live again. I shall walk again. I remember in 2018 when I contracted Stephen Johnson's syndrome, I could not walk. I had to wear a diaper. My husband had to watch all my skin fall off my body. I had to lose the activity of my kidneys. I had to tell myself, Angel, you're going to sing again. You're going to walk again. You're going to live again. I couldn't wait for the prophets, because guess what? The prophets that I thought was coming to the hospital, they did not come.
Wow.
I felt rejected. Come on, somebody. There will be days, prophets, that you will be rejected from the people that you prayed for. There will be days that you will be rejected from the fathers that say they're fathering you. Come on, somebody. There will be days in your life where you will feel dead, but there will be a day that you'll have to speak life to you.
Yeah.
So you will have to manage those moments. You will have to manage those cycles. You will have to manage those processes, and you'll have to speak life to yourself before you will ever be that one that will speak life to others.
I'm telling you, it got to a point that she's talking about dealing just with people that you trusted or you needed, you relied on.
Yes.
Let's go to the point when we start feeling that God is rejected.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When I'm being honest with you, when I first got sick,
The people that I love, they came to me like Job friends, and they told me that, well, you need to reevaluate your life. What did you do? God is rejecting you at this moment. I'm telling you, it got real, real hard when you're sitting there, you're looking at death, and you're staring death in the face. I know what death smells like. I know what it tastes like. You know, and to be a little crazy, I'm still, don't you thought, Bishop, I'm still taking, you know, I'm no longer taking 34 pills a day, but I'm taking about 18 to 20. And during the times when I'm asking God, I need you to show me that you're with me.
Yes.
There have been people that came to me and told me we're feeling like God has walked away. You know, and I'm not the only one that felt it. Jesus felt it. He was like, wait a minute, where you at? I'm starting to cry tears of blood. What's going on? And sometimes we be cast, like you said, when you went through that. And you know you're doing everything God told you to do, and then God allow you to go through that sickness.
Can I trust you with that?
At the time, we can't even see that it's because he's taking us to a greater level of healing.
Yes.
And manifestation that should come out of these hands.
More power.
Yes.
Can I trust you with greater power?
So sometimes people will look at it as God rejecting them. How do we deal with that? I want to tell you that I went through that process that truly God must not have called me. Maybe I need to go back to my leader. Maybe I need to go do this. And my leader told me, you ain't coming back here. He said, you won't, Jonah, you will not live in this ship because you're going to bring it down.
Right.
You know what God's called you to do. You've been doing this for 20-something years. You have to be obedient. And by him praying and not allowing me to go back when I want to go back, he strengthened me to keep the work. So there is times that we as leaders want to go back. We don't want to deal with the assignment of this.
Right.
But the Lord is saying you have to.
Right. There is a greater
power
that God wants to trust us with.
Yes, Lord.
But he has to trust us with the process.
Yes.
We cannot afford what's in us.
Yes.
I heard ladies say right when you're about to give birth, that's the pain that you will ever feel in your life. And I come to tell a prophet on the line, I come to tell whoever is on the line and looking at us right now, you may be feeling the worst rejection you've ever felt in your life. But just know there's life inside of you. There's purpose inside of you. There's a greater destiny. You've never dreamed you would do some of the things God has in store for you to do. You just don't know who you are. But God is birthing something greater in you.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is birthing something higher in you. You are in a low place right now. Amen. You're in a place where you're saying, God, hey, I'd rather be dead right now than to be living through this right here. Hallelujah, but it's a fire, hallelujah, that's going to be shut up in your bones.
Woo!
And when you come out of this thing, hallelujah, you're going to come out with a greater anointing, a fire that cannot be quenched. And when the devil see you, he's going to run. I went into a service, prophet, I'm going to talk about this. I went into a service. I was sitting in the service. I was smiling. Me and my husband, we just smiling. And a witch, she just called me out. Went off on me, and I said, wow, I love it. I like to smile and make witches mad.
Yeah.
See, that's the type of power that we need today.
Come on.
That you don't have to open your mouth. Just walk in the room, and the witches know who you are.
Yeah.
You don't have to scream. You don't have to holler. You don't have to threaten nobody. Your presence makes demons mad.
Yes.
Well, when you come out of something for real, you won't have to say nothing. Who you are
is going to speak for it.
Yes.
It's going to
speak. On its own.
Yeah.
Love that kind of thing.
Me too. I'm kind of like, I love demonic warfare. So I get excited when it's deliverance time.
Yeah.
I got to help my daughter-in-law pop the Charlie Hancock. I've been training because now that I've been getting, you know, she'd be like, we're going where? Because they'll call and say, can you come? My daughter's possessed with her devil. When we get to the house, I see her in the car the whole ride. She bounced. What is you doing? But she was like, I'm excited that God trusts me with demon trampling power.
Yes,
so, you know, when you realize that you have that demon trampling power, and, you know, that's why all the suffering, that's why all the affliction, that's why the rejection, that's why we had to go through these things, because he was trying to give us demon trampling power. And so I'm going to take that prophetess Sade, demon trampling power. And when she said something, she said, the Bible says that in Jonah 4, I'm going to read my scripture and she'll read hers. Jonah was so angry. The scripture says, but it pleased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me. He was so mad
amen, after dealing with the spirit of rejection, he literally was asking God, like you just said, just go on and kill me because I don't even want to deal with this anymore. I done went through all this for you and you allowing this to happen to me. Just take me out. And God had to go and rebuke Jonah. He had to begin to go and talk to Jonah about his love for Jonah, his assignment. And so sometimes we have to remember our assignment over our issue.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because your assignment will always trump your emotion.
Yes, yes. This is what I'm going to say right here. Matthew 18 and 35, it says, forgive anyone who have hurt you from your heart.
Yes.
This is the thing. Sometimes when the pain hits your heart, you okay, I forgive them, and you just forgive them in your mind.
Yes.
But the pain is in your heart. You have to go deep down in your heart and say, God, take this pain out of my heart. God, I forgive them from my heart. And get this, the way you know you forgive them from your heart, you're going to have to say that thing out your mouth. God, I forgive that person. You got to say that person's name. You got to say that organization name. Come on, somebody. You got to say your parent name, your child name. Come on. That old member's name. Say it until you believe it. Call those things that be not as though they
were. Yes, Lord.
Because sometimes you got to say it till it's true.
Yeah.
Give that thing life. We want to give life to money. We want to give life to jobs and husbands. So sometimes we got to give life to forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, that was an anointed statement. I'm going to say it again.
Lord.
Sometimes we got to give life to forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Say that thing till it's real. Say that thing till it's true. Say that thing till it becomes life to you. And then when you see that person, do not avoid them.
Correct.
Tell your flesh you shall forgive. Tell your flesh you shall love. Tell your flesh you shall operate in the spirit of God, because either you filled with the Holy Ghost or you're not.
Yes.
Leader, I'm talking to leaders and pastors right now. Either you got the Holy Ghost or you don't. I ain't talking to parishioners, because right now leaders have to be examples.
Come
to
on.
The people. We can't tell the people to forgive and you avoiding your own member.
Come on.
Hallelujah, somebody. Don't be in the grocery store and see an old member and you go on the second and third aisle because you don't want to say hey to them. That ain't God at all.
Come on.
Men will know that we are his disciples because of the love, not because of the cause.
Yes.
Because of the love that we have for one another. So forgive from your heart, not from just
lip
speech
service
alone.
Yes.
Come on, that's right.
Yes.
We have to do this thing and put some action, put some feet to the vision. Amen, somebody. And when you feel the feeling again, forgive again.
Yes.
When you feel the emotion again,
forgive again. Confession is made unto salvation.
Yes,
people take that and just say, I only want to say, I want to confess my sins. But no, when he said confession is made unto salvation, sometimes we got to confess ourselves whole.
Yes.
You have to confess yourself whole. So, you know, either young lady, I was talking about a young lady who did the video. So she was manipulated by another person to do it. So she came to my house and she was like, I don't know what made me do that. We are best friends to this day. I minister to her. She come to me. She bring me things. She love me. And we are really, really good. And the Lord had to show me that sometimes when people are going through their own issues, they make some mistakes. So as Pastor Angel is saying, you have to forgive them and forgive them for real.
Yes.
And my love has not changed. Not only have my love not changed for her, but my love has not changed for anybody.
Yes.
Because I kept telling myself what you're saying. I confess with my mouth that my heart will love like Christ they love, that my mind, I will look at the finished product and don't let what I see affect what God told me about them. God showed me a whole nother vision of them. So sometimes when people don't operate in that same vision of them that you've shown, pastors and leaders, we get frustrated. But I want to tell y'all, don't let what you see affect what you heard. If God told you that they was anointed, then trust the process that he was going to do it. He was going to anoint them. He was going to deliver them. Trust the process. If God told you that I was going to save them, I was going to set them free, I was going to use them to preach the gospel, don't look at their current circumstance. You have to trust what you see, what you heard, over sometimes what we see.
Yes, that's true, because the Bible said with love
and kindness.
Kindness.
Yes.
I love them all day long. I show them love. I show them love. But where's your kindness?
Yes, Lord.
That's the part we're missing.
Yes.
I love all day long, but you are not kind.
Yes.
You are not considerate. Come on. We are not kind. And so that's the combination we need to draw people to Christ.
Yes.
That's the combination. We have to use the combination of the word of God
to
get the result.
The full word.
Yes.
But that's the thing when we have people that's operating by partial word and not the whole word.
Yes.
That's the whole word, you
yes.
know. And that's why so many people, we operate and say we walk into grace, but we don't operate in mercy.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
We don't operate in mercy, so we become the judge and the juror. And the juror and the judge and
yeah.
and the one that's putting on the announcement for, you know, this is all I see for them. No.
Right.
You got to watch our mouths because God has not given you that right to put that on them.
Condemnation.
You, what I need you to do is continue to pray for them.
Yes.
But see, in order to pray for them, we got to come from a pure place.
Yes, we do.
A pure place. And that
people won't pray sincerely
yeah.
if they have not forgiven.
Come on.
That's why God wants us to forgive for
yes,
real.
Lord. Yes.
And I want to say this for the person that's rejected. The Lord was showing me. When you are rejected at high levels, you feel like people won't love you again. You'll feel like nobody will accept you for who you are. You feel like you'll never get no members. You'll feel all of these different things, and you'll begin to believe the hype. But I come to tell you, what God has for you,
yes,
it is for you.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Doors that people have slammed in your face, God said, I got a greater door.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, somebody. The man that walked away from you that you think nobody will love you, God said, I got a greater, finer man for you.
Yes.
You just got to believe it. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
The enemy wants us to believe the hype. But I thank God for the men that walked away from me.
Yes.
Yeah. I thank God for the pastors
yeah.
that tell me I ain't going to be nobody. They don't want me in their church. And listen, my quick testimony, my father was a pastor. And he had a witch in his life and all kind of stuff was going on. And he decided on a Sunday morning he didn't want his baby no more.
Wow.
And he told his deacons, get her out of here.
Wow.
And he threw me out of his church on a Sunday morning. Yes, he did. And people are like, why are you smiling? Why are you out of joy? Why are you preaching? And I heard the enemy say, don't serve God no more. Don't say no more. God is not. I heard the enemy tell me all kinds of things. But I heard a still, small voice say, I still love you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hey, God. I heard God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I got a plan for your life. Don't walk away from me.
Yes.
Because I'll never walk away from you. And I cried in my car. It was a Sunday morning. I cried. I'll never forget. I drove home and I said, God, I'm going to find me a church, but I'll never sing, I'll never preach, I'll never do anything in the church because this pain, I'll never want to feel it again.
Yeah.
But when God began to restore me, God said,
yeah.
your daddy could only take you so far. I have a place for you. I have a destination
yes, Lord.
For you, and it's only so far he could take you.
Yeah.
And I had another pastor reject me. Guess what? God told me the same thing. That was only so far he can take you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I come to tell somebody else, if you have rejection going on in your life, guess what? That was only so far they can take you.
Yeah. One pass, one water.
But God
can get an entry.
Yes, he do.
Yes,
Lord. And listen, trust God with your life.
Yes, Lord.
Trust him with your destiny. Trust him with your relationship. Trust him with your emotions. Trust him with your process. Trust him with everything because guess what? He created you. He know where he's taking you.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, eyes haven't seen.
Yes,
haven't heard. Neither haven't entered into the heart. The things God have prepared
for you.
Hey, because we love him.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
God, I feel you in this place. You better know, hallelujah, that this rejection
yes.
has something on it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It's purpose.
It's purpose
in
this rejection. I
yes,
got
to
feel you in this.
Yes, Lord.
Place.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God for every person that's ever rejected
me.
We
just begin to talk about the husband. See, I thank God, you know,
ooh,
well, I don't want to get in no trouble.
Listen,
I'm
I get a little jittery talking
got,
about the man of God.
Because I got a best friend. Amen. Me and my baby daddy best friends.
Yes.
So I ain't going to get in no trouble by saying this. Amen. But I'm so excited that we went through what we went through because there would have never been a Larry Caldwell.
Yes.
And now being able to carry that name and the anointing.
Yes.
to have that man to cover me, not be offended at my glory, not be offended at what God has taken me, but a man that can cover me because he knows the whole me, you know. And so sometimes we go through things and we feel that, you know, God must have made a mistake. No, 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 no. Every baby that I had purpose. It was a reason why we had to have these babies, and we had to do what we had to do because the anointing that the two of us carry. And then there was a reason why God placed overseer Larry Caldwell in their life to take the anointing where it needed to go. Yes. So I had to learn that whatever God is doing, get comfortable with it. Ask him, what is the purpose of this trial? What is the purpose of this rejection? What is the purpose? I'm sorry, my hair was on the microphone. What is the purpose of what I'm going through on today? And God will show you that. I'm trying to elevate you. I always believe that the spirit of rejection comes right before the spirit of elevation. I've learned that out. Even when Jeremiah, when God was getting ready to elevate Jeremiah, Jeremiah started going through the spirit of rejection because he didn't understand, if I'm trying to save the people, why isn't the people listening? But I want to tell y'all something. Jeremiah went through that thing, and that thing hurt Jeremiah. Every time Jeremiah prophesied, they'll put him in jail. They kept putting him in jail every time he prophesied, and Jeremiah would cry. And he'll say, but God, I'm only saying what you told me to say. And there's a young prophet out there, a young prophetess out there that's saying, I'm only saying what God told me to say while the people be locking me down, while they putting me in jail. Yes, Lord. But I want to let you know it was a purpose for even that prison, because even in that, Jeremiah learned how to trust and lean on God, and God brought him out every single time. Yes, he did.
Even the prophet Noah, he was building something.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to talk to the people that got buildings on the inside of them. Got projects on the inside of them. That got businesses on the inside of them. And they're prophesying, my business is going to flourish. My project is going to flourish. I have all of these dreams on the inside of me.
And everybody is battling your dream and coming against your vision. Hallelujah. But get this. He said it's going to rain one day.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God. And nobody saw the rain. Nobody ever seen any rain. And the things that you're prophesying over your life, nobody ever seen it before. But it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Everything God has prophesied, everything God has said that's going to happen in your life is going to happen. Hallelujah. It's taking some time, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
In the fullness of time, everything God has said about your life is going to manifest. And guess what? People are going to be knocking on the door trying to get in.
Because I want you to know that that he can't lie.
No.
That's the thing. He cannot lie. There's nothing in him to lie or fail.
No. His word won't fall to the ground.
Yes, Lord.
But get this. These people that don't believe what God's going to do in your life, they're going to be on outside knocking, trying to get in.
I wish y'all could see my hand right now. I wish y'all could see my hand. Excuse me. Can I get a piece of that? Can I get a piece of that? Excuse me. Can I get some of that anointing from that? Excuse me. Can I come on in now? You know, there's going to be people that walk back to your life. They're going to rush back in when they start seeing the flourishing of God. You know,
God,
I don't want y'all to get to the point where it's too late.
Right. Believe what God's going
to
do
right now, because we get to the point where it's too late, you know, and only the animals answer that call.
Right.
Only the animals. So sometimes when God is giving you that vision that prophetess angel is talking about, that pastor is talking about with your ministry, your music ministry, your businesses, when God is giving you that vision, understand that it will not probably be the people that you're familiar with that's going to come and aid in that vision. He may send some animals in. He may send some people in that you did not even expect.
Yes.
I didn't even know you saw them. Oh, I didn't even know. Piercings everywhere, you know, tattoos
and
everywhere.
And they ready to support.
And they ready to serve.
Right. That's where it's at.
So, you know, so sometimes we look for this the certain people that we're familiar with to come support the vision.
Right.
And sometimes it may not be anybody that know you. It may be someone that God just laid on their heart to believe in you.
Right.
So I'm excited. There's a project you're getting ready to do.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm very, very, very excited about that. You know what? I just turned 40. Amen, somebody.
Wow,
amen. And God is doing something swift in my life. Amen. I'm doing a concert here at the hospital church.
Yes.
Amen. I'm excited about that. It's going to be June the 25th here, right here at the hospital church. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Amen. Everything moving so swift. The favor of God is on it. My husband is backing me all the way, amen.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I get excited talking about my husband, but I got to give him a shout-out.
Yes.
This man has stood by my side
through everything, every season of my life,
yes.
every transition. And I believe every woman evolves.
Yes.
Every 10 years, we evolve. You know, we grow, we blossom. Women, I feel like, are oranges. Every compartment have a seed in it, and we just blossom.
Woo!
But I feel like men are apples. They have this hard shell, and they have a couple of seeds on the inside. And so every time God began to peel me back and begin to reveal something, my husband was right there to say, baby, if that's what the Lord say, I'm standing with you.
Yeah.
But one thing I got to say about this man of God, not only does he pray for me, he covers me. And not only does he cover me, he fights for me.
Yes.
And I just want to say, baby, I love you wherever you are. I'm ready to kiss you when I'm done. And I'm going to tell Beacon of Light Empowerment Center, thank you for always having our back.
Yes. And I am telling all of you guys, I was excited to call her, and I'm glad, like I told you, it was an honor for you to accept the assignment
yes.
of speaking about this, because this is a real subject
Great
that a lot
subject.
Of people may not understand or that they're going through. And she will be back, y'all. She will
oh,
be back.
I'm glad.
She will
be back.
Be back. I'm so excited about this, and she looks good on camera, y'all. I'm telling you. Amen. We had so many meetings today. We had so much work today. And I told him, I said, I'm just going to be a natural today. And she came right on there with her beautiful self. But I am so excited that you have joined me. And I want 363-999-3060. If we have any callers or anybody that may want to put comments on in the Prophet's Cave or may put comments on this video, I want you to know that we are praying for you. And that we are praying for all of your comments. If you have anything, that a prayer request you want us to do, 563-999-3060. We are here, amen. And as I can say, as senior prophets, amen, that will be able, the prophetess that will be able to pour into your life and to pray for you on today. So if you've been dealing with the spirit of rejection or going through anything, you can call 563-999-3060. We will pray with you. If you have a comment or a testimony that may encourage someone else, amen. After you came out of dealing with the spirit of rejection, you can call 563-999-3060. And before the live ends, we are going to pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for all prophets, all leaders. Amen. We are in a place, in a time where the people have become desperate. And we're going to be praying that we will continue to keep our face to the floor and our ear to his mouth, that we can be obedient with whatever the Lord is. Because right now, people need instruction.
They do.
And if the prophets are so messed up that they can't hear the voice of God to give instructions in the land that we're in, dealing with everything that we're dealing with coronaviruses and just sicknesses, period, we need to know, well, God, you tell us when it's safe to go out. Our government may not always know. We need to hear your mouth. God, you tell us if it's safe for our kids to return back to school. God, you tell us, or you cover us as we go back to work. So right now, the people are depending on the mouth of the prophet. They are.
They do.
And I'm praying that God will send true prophets in that will be able to speak life, that will be able to give you instructions. Because the Bible says that before the kings made any move, they called for
the prophets. Yes.
Before they went to war, before they did anything that was vital, they called for the prophets. So all you prophets, I want to tell you to rise up. Rise up. Let's deal with our issues. Let's deal with our rejection. Let's deal with these things that has caused us to be falling back so that we can be able to be the mouth that God is calling for in these last and evil days. So we're going to get ready to have, unless we have a caller, if not, at this time, we're going to have, amen, prophetess to pray, pastor to pray.
I want to prophesy to a couple of people.
Obey God.
There are some pastors that's looking, and they said, well, I'm not a prophet, but listen, pastor, let me say something. You have been rejected every year.
Yes.
You've had people walk away from your ministry over lies. You've had people walk away from your ministry because of misunderstanding.
Yes,
you've
Lord.
Had people walk away from you because they just wanted a new church. They just wanted a new thing. And you just feel like, I keep failing. Listen, lay out before God and allow him to take that rejection out of you so you can preach without having pain in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
You can't fuss the people out because you're in pain. You can't fuss the people out because you're dealing with rejection from old membership. You've got to get healed, man of God, woman of God. Allow the Lord to take that pain out of you. Allow the Lord to strip you from that bitterness. Yes, man of God, you're bitter. Yes, woman of God, you're bitter. But I come to prophesy today. If you will lay out before God and tell him the truth, go back to year one and call their names out and say, God, I release them from year one. I release them year two. Go back on the roll and pull it up on the computer. And if, even if you forgot their names, ask God to bring their names back to your remembrance, because you cannot enter, hallelujah, and go out of 2020 still bitter, operating in rejection.
Come on.
Yes,
Lord.
The Bible says, many sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. God want to bring new sheep, but he can't trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Until you get delivered from rejection.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. There is deliverance available for you. The Bible says deliverance is the children's bread. I come to prophesy to you. Be transparent before your God.
Yes, Lord.
Be transparent before your deliverer today.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I come to prophesy to that prophet that has been scandalized, hallelujah, that your pastor did not understand the anointing on your life. They could not groom you up. They begin to be jealous. They begin to be envious because the people love the anointing upon your life. Be delivered today. Forgive your leader. Forgive that apostle. Forgive that pastor that talked about you. Forgive them because they didn't understand who you was in God. You cannot continue to prophesy angry. You cannot continue to prophesy with a bitter spirit. In the name of Jesus, release them.
Yes, Lord.
Cry out to your Savior. Cry out to your deliverer. Cry out to God. He wants to heal your heart.
Yes, Lord.
You do not have to preach angry. You do not have to prophesy angry.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the tears flow. Let the tears flow. Lift your hand, prophet. Lift your hand, prophet. Lift your hand, pastor.
Yes,
tell the Lord you need him to create in you a clean heart.
Yes,
and renew into you a right spirit.
Yes,
tell him to purge you with hyssop.
Yes, Lord.
And you shall be white as snow. Hallelujah. And if you have to go and get it right with them, you go and get it right. It has to be a couple of months. Every time you see somebody, go to them and get it right.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Lay your gift at the altar and get it right.
Whoa.
Like the scriptures say. Ha-ra-bo-saya.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your anointing will go to another level. Your mantle will go to another level. Your increase will go to another level. Hallelujah. Your whole ministry will be revamped. Hallelujah. If you get it right. Hallelujah. And it ain't for them. It is for you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to say to y'all, glory. Your mantle. We're passing mantles. We have to make sure that when we're passing the mantles, that the mantles are not filled with bitterness.
Yes,
the mantles are not
Lord.
Filled with hurt. The mantles are not filled with anger. Amen. Because as we're passing the mantles to other leaders and raising them up to have this Elisha anointing, glory to God, we have to make sure that the mantles we're placing upon their hearts is pure mantles.
Yes.
Like Elijah, when he transferred it to Elisha,
yes.
It was a double working, miracle working passing mantle. Let's make sure that our mantles are pure, that
yes.
We're pouring, and even to our own leaders. And even to our children.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's many leaders. Even our children, it's hard to follow us. But God has sent today. He's healing your home. He's healing your home. Wife that may feel this has been too much. That the rejection, glory to God, has been too much. That all of this has been too much. I've seen so much hurt in the church and in the wives of the leaders that feel broken. Husbands of leaders that feel broken. I feel that there has been no control. I want to let you know that God is still yet in control and that he's working all of this out. As Pastor said, get on your face and tell God, God, I'm carrying him. I'm carrying me. I'm carrying these kids. I'm carrying the work and it's heavy. And the Lord says, I will heal where you hurt. Glory to God. We will not operate bitter. We will not operate broken because the anointing is here on today to bind up, to mend up that brokenhearted. The anointing is here today to mend up the brokenhearted. And I want to say to your heart, be made whole. I want to say to your emotions, be made whole. I want to say to your feelings, be made whole. And everything that's lining up your spirit, be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, that we would decree it, that you would, amen, that we would decree a thing, that you will establish it. And we speak establishment to your mind, your body, your soul, and the spirit of your emotions. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for joining us today. We thank you all. We have so many comments on Facebook where this is really blessing them. We have so many comments where people are being made whole right now by the spoken word of God's prophet. And as she was speaking, God was healing me. He was touching me. He was helping me get it all together, get it right, because there's a work to do. And the kingdom of God is at hand. The scripture says that the creature is waiting on a manifestation of the sons of God. Sons of God, where are you? We're ready. They're ready. We're ready. Amen. So we're going to pray.